The atmosphere's changing now. The atmosphere is changing now. The atmosphere is changing for now. You didn't know that I could hum and blow a balloon, did you? I need a better hand than that. And they were filled with a balloon. They were filled with Holy Spirit. They were filled with Holy Spirit. That day, that encounter, they were filled with Holy Spirit. That time they gathered together and they were filled with Holy Spirit. They were excited because Holy Spirit came in power and they were filled with Holy Spirit. It was a wondrous day. It was a fantastic day. It was a day to remember. It was a day like no other day. The day they were filled, it was fantastic. The day they were filled. Filled and filled and filled. You know why you got to keep on getting filled and filled and filled? Because life makes us leak. So we constantly want the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Somebody say amen. I wanted to entitle this message, What Happens When People Are Filled with Holy Spirit? But it was too long, so we had to shorten it. And they were filled with Holy Spirit. If we look at the book of Acts, make yourself available to the book of Acts. We're going to do a whirlwind tour of the work of Holy Spirit. Get your phone ready, get your Bible ready. Holy Spirit, the encyclopedia of Holy Spirit is Acts. Interesting to note that Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, it is Luke, actually, who brings and celebrates Holy Spirit, and that's before Holy Spirit came in his fullness. Acts is the biography. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. You're going to learn today. We're going to do a bit of a Bible study. We're going to learn, and then hopefully we're going to experience some beauty from God. Acts is the biography of the brand new church 2,000 years ago. The documentary of the steps of the original followers of Jesus Christ, where they went, what they did. You could say that the book of Acts actually is a short form. Book of Acts means the Acts of the Apostles. And you say, well, what does that mean, Acts of the Apostles? Well, you know when we talk about acts of kindness? The acts of kindness. It means you do nice things. It's the actions of kindness. And we talk about the book of Acts, it's the action of the power of God. It's the action of the apostles. Many commentators say it's actually the action of Holy Spirit. No different than how we long for Him to lead our steps today. When the Bible talks about getting filled with the Holy Spirit, invariably it's something that is subsequent to conversion. In the book of Acts, all of the letters, that's the epistles, that's Corinthians, Ephesians, it goes on and on and on, all the letters after the book of Acts, they refer to people getting baptized in the Holy Spirit, but you have to understand something. When it talks about people getting filled with the Holy Spirit, they're talking about when followers, when believers in Christ get filled with the Holy Spirit. When believers get filled with the Holy Spirit. Maybe the strongest case for this is Paul's admonition. He said, don't get drunk with wine. He said, that leads to noise. That leads to foolishness. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit. It's Christians got filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm moving quickly through this because I want to get to the heart of this today. The word, the verb for filled in the Greek is continuous tense. In other words, it means keep on being filled. Keep on being filled. Keep on being filled. Continuously, oh, that feels good. Continuously be filled, because it's not supposed to be a one-time event. We need God all the time. Somebody say amen. Amen. We need God all the time. Holy Spirit, the filling of Holy Spirit was a filling on Christians, not non-Christians. That wasn't the work of Holy Spirit to get them saved. They were saved. This was more. Those that thirst for more. Those that hunger for more. Acts 19, 1-7. Let me read it very quickly. While Apollos was in Corinth, Paul took the road through the interior and arrived through Ephesus. There he found some disciples. Listen to that. He found some disciples. Disciples are Christians. And he asked them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? And they said, Holy Spirit, what's the Holy Spirit? Never even heard of the Holy Spirit. Well, then Paul says, well, what baptism did you receive? Well, we received John's baptism. We got saved. John's baptism was a baptism of repentance. He told the people believing in the one that come after him, Jesus. He said, you know what? Yes, baptism, to get baptized is awesome. To become a Christian is awesome. But you know what? You need the Holy Spirit as well. And then on hearing this, he placed their hands on them, and the Holy Spirit came on all of them, all 12 of them. They began to speak in tongues and prophesy. Now, let me qualify something. Let me not freak anyone out here. Let me make this very, 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 very clear. Very, very. All Christians have Holy Spirit. You couldn't be saved without Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit comes to dwell in all believers. Ephesians 1:13 says, and you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of salvation. See that? The gospel of salvation. When you believed, you were marked with him, the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. So Christians have the Holy Spirit. All Christians have the Holy Spirit. Wait for it. But then when they were filled with more, more and more and more and more, when they were filled, then it's like the turbo kicks in. It's the eco boost. 0 to 100 in 3.9 seconds. It's the caffeine in the coffee. It gets you going in the morning. It's more and more and more. Any Trekkies in the room? That's good. I'm not going to admit that. It's warp speed. You get Holy Spirit, you get more of Holy Spirit, then it's warp speed. More and more and more. Christians were filled with the Holy Spirit. May I add, all good things happened. All good things happened. Holy Spirit filled them. Holy Spirit filled Christians. Great things happened. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly the sound of a blowing wind. Holy Spirit is oftentimes, the metaphor of Holy Spirit is the wind or the breath of God. Came from heaven and filled the entire house, filled the entire auditorium at Emerge Church. Somebody say amen. Holy Spirit came and filled the entire auditorium of Emerge Church. Hallelujah. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire separated and rested in all of them. They were filled with the Holy Spirit, began to speak in tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now, I'm going to give you an exhaustive teaching, as fast as I can, on the fullness of what this means. It's a one-off, and we're going to continue this in a couple of weeks. But I want to start here. What happens when you're filled with the Holy Spirit? What happens with the infilling of the Holy Spirit? Whirlwind tour, number one. Everyone say number one. Intense power. Power comes when Holy Spirit comes in power. I've been struck all week by the incredible needs. And Tammy can attest to this. I wake up at 3 and 4, and she loves when I do that. 5 o'clock, I'm gripped by the needs. I'm gripped by the heaviness that looms. I'm burdened by the situations in our community. I'm burdened by our situations in Canada and government. I'm burdened by the needs here in this church. And I cry out, Lord, we need power. We need power. We don't need more skill. We don't need more clever counseling. We need power. Not programs, not procedure, not busyness, not administration. That's just human ability. What separates the dead from the living is power. Somebody say amen. What separates dead from living is power. We need power. I need you to need power. I need you to want power. I need you to want power. I need you to want power. Because then when you ask for power, it comes. His power comes and works out so much stuff. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. Who doesn't want more power? Men, you have a 300 horsepower car. How many people don't want that kit and go as a 400? Come on, somebody say amen. Want that kit, want that power kit. Goes, hallelujah, goes to 500, 700 horsepower car. 0 to 100 in 1.1 millisecond. Power. We understand power. See that commercial? I'm dying. I'm dying. I'm dying. People are in the subway. People are in the, you know, in the airport. I'm dying. I'm dying. Then we realize what they're talking about is their computer is dying. Their cell phone is dying. You ever seen that commercial? Why are they dying? No power. Batteries run out in their computer. Thursday morning, I was about 4:30, quarter to five. I had this sermon burning in my heart, and I had to run out to the living room because I didn't want to take... Didn't want to wake Tammy. But I forgot my adapter. And I was down to 17%. So I had to go back into the bedroom, grab my adapter, and Tammy woke. And she said, good morning, sweetheart. Are you working? Are you serving Jesus faithfully, working on your sermon? I love you. I love you, sweetheart. That's how she did. She said, would you be quiet? In love. It was in love, though. I need coffee to get power. First thing that happened when the Holy Spirit came was power. You could basically say that that's the governing principle of all the rest of the 27 that I'm going to mention today. Kidding. Actually, 7 more, but I will be quick, I promise. Not in any particular order. Are we to exclusively live with experience? Are we to live experientially all the time with nothing else? Of course not. We need truth. Truth is preeminent. I mentioned that a couple of weeks ago. Truth is preeminent. But, oh, Holy Spirit wants to be experienced. I need 40 amens there. Holy Spirit wants to be experienced. Number two, the atmosphere is changing now. We're going to sing that again. The atmosphere is changing now. When the Spirit of God comes, the Bible says that there was blowing wind, violent wind when Holy Spirit came. It shook the building. It shook the auditorium they were in. It seemed like tongues of fire separated and rested all on them all. You could hear, feel the wind of Holy Spirit. The Bible says there was flashes of lights. The Bible says that rooms actually shook because of the power and force of Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit comes in power. He'll bring intense blanket of peace. We sensed that this morning. When Holy Spirit comes, conversely, he'll bring energy and fire, power and life. Oftentimes people testify to feeling a breeze. That's happened to me many, many times. We've actually felt a breeze and the air conditioning system or the heater or the fan was not on. Oftentimes we'll smell sweet fragrance. We know it isn't someone's cologne or perfume. Oh, you say, well, that's weird. That's magic. That's all hocus pocus. No, that's the Bible. Rooms shake. I've never experienced it myself, but I know oftentimes I've testified. I've seen videos of people up north where they testify to rooms shaking, buildings shaking, sound of howling wind. Number three, people were changed, received boldness and courage. I remember years ago, there was a friend of mine who used to sing a song. Are you a wimp or a warrior? And I'm making my battle plan. Are you a wimp or a warrior? When Holy Spirit comes, he turns wimps into warriors. When Holy Spirit comes, he turns wimps into warriors. He turns mice into men. Of course, if you are a man. Holy Spirit came on the apostles, and when they gave their speeches, powerful things happened. The Bible says that they declared and they spoke with boldness, and they weren't ashamed of the gospel, and they declared and they said, this is the way, go in it. Salvation is found in no one else. It is not in any other religion. It is not in any other ideology. It is not in any other movement. It is not in any other trend. Salvation is found in nothing else, no one else. For there is no one else under heaven given to humans by which you will be saved. Somebody say amen. It's good news. We've got a door. We've got a gate now. You don't have to live in darkness anymore. We have a way. And then on the bottom it says, when they saw the courage of Peter and John, they were like, dude. They're unschooled, ordinary people. Don't have their doctorate, don't have their master's degree, but they're speaking with boldness. Bible says in Acts 4:31, when the Holy Spirit came on them, they spoke in boldness. Now, here's something. This is Old Testament. This Holy Spirit was in Old Testament. Holy Spirit's eternal. Holy Spirit, Jesus, and the Father always were, always will be. No one began. They're all God. Just checking your theology here. They're all God. Never began, never will end. They're eternal. Holy Spirit always was. He came in fullness. He came in power in the day of Pentecost in the New Testament. But he came in the Old Testament as well. And listen to what it says right there. Look at this. This is Old Testament. The Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon you. You will prophesy with them. You will be changed into a different person. Once these signs were fulfilled, do whatever your hands find you to do. For God is with you. You can't get any better than that. New Testament, Old Testament, you can't get any better than that. Number four, I want to get to the end of this because this is going to be real good. Number four, people receive tongues. Preacher's talking about tongues again. There's those weird Pentecostals talking about tongues. Relax. Now, tongues. What do you mean tongues? What do you mean tongues? What do you mean they got tongues? I already have a tongue. Tongues just simply means a few words of a language you've never learned or don't know. You're given more words. You're given a few words of a language you've never learned or you don't know. That's all it means. Holy Spirit comes and oftentimes people get this second language. I remember it was back years and years and years, about 400 years ago, I was in church in Peterborough, and there was one of these services where it was rich. It was just electric. It was beautiful. Back in Peterborough, remember that? And every hand was raised. The presence of God was so thick in the room. It was glorious. And I'm bawling my eyes out. I cried for the first 2 years, came to God, and I bawled every Sunday for the first 2 years. Him washing. am cleansing, am freeing my soul. And all of a sudden, I'm just, oh, Jesus, I love you. I love you so much, Jesus. I love you so much, Jesus. Stop being English. It stopped being English. It went into a heavenly language. Sometimes people get another language from another country. It'll always be praise and worship to Jesus. It'll always be praise and worship to God. If you're given that language, a second language, it'll always be praise and worship to God. My goodness, this is good teaching, people. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak another language. When Paul placed his hand on them, they started to speak in this other language. Number five, spiritual gifts began to rise. Go through these really, really quickly. Discernment happened, power of discernment. It says when Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked straight at the guy and said, you're a child of the devil. You're an enemy of everything that's right. You're full of deceit, all kinds of trickery. Will you never stop perverting the way? He went to a motivational seminar on how to speak to people. He saw that there was stuff, gross stuff all over him. He just spoke the truth. Now the hand of the Lord is against you. You're going to be blind for a time. And poof, the guy was blind. Don't mess with God. Paul got a word. He got discernment about this guy that was actually in the occult. He was trying to infiltrate it into the church. Don't do that. Wisdom, understanding, knowledge, skills. These are things that Holy Spirit, that things that come over us when Holy Spirit comes on us. My personal favorite. Come on, Brad. My personal favorite. Holy Spirit. Come on. Another evangelist in the room. Ryan, God love you, brother. Spirit of God comes over you. Spirit-filled Peter spoke and 3,000 people came to Jesus. Spirit-filled Peter spoke and 3,000 people came to Jesus from his speech. Acts 2:41. The Lord added to their numbers daily those are being saved. Spirit-filled. A great number believed and turned to the Lord, Acts 11. A good man full of the Spirit and faith, and a great number of people were brought to the Lord because he was full of the Spirit. Number six, we're almost done. Actually, worship team, can you just make your way back here? We're going to ask for the breath. Come on, Megan, the breath. People get a strong sense of camaraderie when the Holy Spirit comes. They all joined together in prayer. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together. They enjoyed one another. They were devoted to one another. They loved the teaching of the apostles. They broke bread together. They enjoyed one another. Now, here's my question. Which came first, the chicken or the egg? Which came first, the chicken or the egg? The willingness to join together. And because of that, Holy Spirit came? Or the Holy Spirit came giving them the delight to be with one another? And the answer is yes. Rednecks and blue collar and people that are living green, all loving each other. Oh, will that take Holy Spirit? I'm going to talk about this in a couple of weeks, so we're not going to take time with it, but the Holy Spirit brings joy. We're going to talk lots about that in a couple of weeks. Holy Spirit brings joy. How many people in the room want joy? The rest of you want no joy. Okay, good. All right. I want joy. Joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Number eight. This is it. People often start to walk in their calling. Greater measure of their calling. I'm going to lose it here. One of my favorite verses. Jesus received his calling. When all the people were baptized, Jesus was baptized too. And immediately the Holy Spirit came on him, and immediately he was launched into his ministry. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan and led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness, and he was tempted by the devil for 40 days. But he won. But he won. He won. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, recovery of sight to the blind, set the prisoners free. Is that your calling today? Is that your calling today? The atmosphere is changing now. It's changing now. The disciples were filled with the Holy Spirit and they started and launched in their ministries. Holy Spirit is standing now. Paul started his ministry. He was filled with the Holy Spirit, and the Bible says he immediately went and preached. At once he began to preach in the synagogues, just after he was filled with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. How do you get Holy Spirit? Stand with me, church. Stand with me, church. How do you get more of Holy Spirit? How do you get filled with the Holy Spirit? You go to 8 years of seminary. You nag the pastor for 9 months. And you go to 75 conferences. Well, that might be what God's calling you to, but the first thing you got to do is ask. Ask. Oh, come on. Anybody in the room want more Holy Spirit? Ask. Ask. Holy Spirit now. Holy Spirit now. If you then who are evil, you're a train wreck, but you know how to give good gifts to your kids, how much more? How much more? How much more is Holy Spirit? If you ask for Holy Spirit, how much more is he going to give good gifts? And you know what the best gift in the world is? Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Some Spirit-filled people in the room are going to invite people to Alpha. Get your antenna up. Get better reception with God when your antenna's up. Now, I know that's an old saying. Now, with satellite, cable, and all that sort of stuff, there's no more antennas. But you know what? Get your antenna. Holy Spirit, yeah. Okay, let's go over and let's sing it.